Charlotte-Mecklenburg school board members are concerned that state lawmakers have not designated money to pay for classrooms needed to comply with upcoming K-3 class size restrictions. They're also concerned that the district's early college school programs are not funded in the proposed budget. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
Currently, schools can have a maximum of 24 students per class in grades K through 3, but by the 21-22 school year, a kindergarten class can have no more than 18 students. The maximum size for a first grade class will be 16 students and 17 for second and third grades, CMS school board member Margaret Marshall.
Which all sounds great if you have the classroom space available, and in many areas of our county, we don't have the classroom space.
Marshall is one of three CMS school board members to raise concerns about the budget in a letter to House and Senate leaders. While lawmakers have provided funding for the additional teachers districts will have to hire, no funds were appropriated for the classroom spaces that some districts will have to build or purchase portables to meet space needs. CMS officials say it will cost $20 million for them to buy 200 trailers for the classroom size reductions.
But we've got campuses that really can't even accommodate additional portable classrooms. So then you start having to move students. And in some of the areas we're talking about, there's really almost nowhere to move them.
CMS officials say without the funding, they will have to take space from higher level grades, making those classes crowded. But Representative Craig Horn, one of the chairs of the House K through 12 committee, is optimistic that the concerns will be addressed.
We're probably going to have to make some adjustments somewhere along the line, but we will find the money to fund these.
If not, legislation is pending that would allow state boards of education to grant waivers in cases where schools don't have the space needed to reduce class size. Another issue CMS officials are concerned about is that the district would not receive any money for its early college programs. It lets students take college courses for credit, allowing them to graduate from college early, thus saving them money. Marshall says 800 CMS students participate in the program. This year, the district received more than $1 million from the state for the program, but lawmakers don't plan to fund early college programs that have been around for at least 3 years.
That funding is really key, and we know that without the additional funding that the state gives, we don't know that we can operate these programs.
Horn says the program has been a success, and he thinks House and Senate members can come together to support it. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.